to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so I spent a lot of time talking about breast cancer just to help people really, really understand kind of what's going on. So when you have a situation where a screening test is nothing more than a random number generator labeling healthy people as having cancer, then the truth about cancer is not that natural methods work. It's that natural methods, well, may not be needed. The truth about cancer is possibly that people with the cancer diagnosis might simply be better just to go about their business. And I'll thank the doctor very nicely for his time. Now, just to really, as my mother would say, not to put too fine a point on it, but let's take a look at papillary cancer of the thyroid. Now this one, if you're not already fried, then this one will get you. And papillary cancer of the thyroid gland is a cancer that has historically, according to the standard of care, been treated with radiation and cancer. Now, just recently, actually about 5 months ago, the big, they say the left, the other shoe fell. And so what happened? The doctors got together and had a meeting. And this is published by the New York Times, an establishment publication, so we're going to take their word for it. We know they've got reliable sources, so, you know, that's cool. And this is their headline, April 14th, 2016. This was reported Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology. And this change is expected to affect about 10,000 of the nearly 65,000 thyroid cancer patients every year in the United States. So, what are they talking about? An international panel of doctors has decided that a type of tumor that was classified as cancer is not cancer at all. It's not cancer at all. Well, I'll be darned. And so what's going on here then is whether something is cancer or not cancer is being determined literally by a vote of the very industry that stands to profit from the diagnosis or classification of cancer. And so basically 10,000 people every year for a while now have been receiving rather drastic therapy, such as irradiation of the thyroid, surgical removal of their thyroid, when actually they had no diseases at all. And they take this a step further. In fact, they wrote my speech for me here. It may also offer grist to those who have been arguing for the reclassification of some other forms of cancer, including certain lesions in the breast and prostate. This is huge. Now, the reclassified tumor is a small lump in the thyroid that is completely surrounded by a capsule of fibrous tissue. In other words, at no point would it ever spread to the rest of the body because the immune system had surrounded it and walled it off in a fibrous capsule, which is a pretty strong capsule. This is not fiber as in bread fiber or cellulose fiber. This really is actually a very strong, really impermeable coating that the immune system makes around certain things. So if it's a fibrous, that's pretty emphatic that this is not going to spread. So they've now renamed the tumor. Instead of calling it encapsulated follicular variant of papillary thyroid carcinoma, they now call it non-invasive follicular thyroid neoplasm. Now, they still use the word neoplasm and the word cancer, which gets people all excited, like, oh, doctor, take it out, I don't want it in my body. And, of course, it's, of course, absolutely harmless. And this is the problem I had when I was in medical practice, is a person has a harmless condition, The medical name for it has the word cancer in it, carcinoma, or the word neoplasm, and the person says, nope, I want it out, When really, it's simply an economic / political thing that this harmless condition was named cancer or neoplasm. Again, in this case, if what you have is papillary cancer of the thyroid, what you really have is a harmless condition, and it doesn't require either medical intervention or intervention by any particular alternative or natural means. So this is the truth about cancer. You can think of it as a discouraging truth in terms of all of the unnecessary, non-beneficial interventions that are being hawked and promoted. Or you could think of it as very good news for those of you who might be receiving the news that you have cancer. Certainly if you have prostate cancer, I would suggest that you throw a party and ignore it, because prostate cancer people, if they die of their prostate cancer, tend to die at an older age, or live longer, put it that way, than people who don't have cancer. So prostate cancer is actually a positive prognostic sign. And so this is something that is, that needs to be communicated to people who have cancer. Now, in this article, it was written by the New York Times, and so they are saying that those who have been arguing for the reclassification of other forms of cancer, why should you wait? Why should you wait for an authoritative group to reclassify something as harmless? That's clearly harmless. So the problem with all of this cancer talk, when you talk about cancer prognosis and what it's going to look like in your five-year survival, it helps to compare your five-year survival with the five-year survival of people your own age who have not been diagnosed with cancer. And if your five-year survival for your cancer is better than the five-year survival for people your age who have not been diagnosed with cancer, then you're definitely better off not getting any intervention at all, natural or conventional. So when you ask, do alternative therapies for cancer work? That presumes that the diagnosis for cancer is accurate and legitimate, which, of course, as you can see, in as many as 80% of cases, it simply is not. In fact, with breast cancer, 100% of the cases of DCIS or early invasive breast cancer are not worthy of treatment. Why? Because the people who have them, at best, have an 18% chance of progressing in their cancer, and a far less than 18% chance of even dying of their cancer, which is a much lower cancer death rate than for the population at large. Yeah. And since we are human, everyone's going to die of something. What you're really trying to figure out is your chance of dying of cancer of such a magnitude that it requires intervention? If your chances of dying of cancer after all the biopsies and da-da-da-da-da-da is less than the random chance of anyone dying of cancer, which is 22%, then this is not something you should proceed with. Therapy of any kind. I know, I'm supposed to say, do everything natural, spend all this money naturally, you know, but if you don't need it, then you don't need it. Okay, so it is 8:09, so this is our question and answer portion of the broadcast. People have questions, they can dial, I believe, 1-800-313-9443. I'm sure somebody will correct me if that's the wrong phone number. So let's take a look at the chat room and see what's going on here. We've got a lot of chatter going on. Let's see if we can find some questions. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Patent owners. So BRCA patent owners and Gene resolved a patent suit. Okay, so they were arguing over the patent rights to the gene test. Okay. I thought they, whoever they are, had even admitted the cancer screening was not useful. Why am I seeing more of these ads pushing mammograms? That's a good question. That is a very good question. Well, the question, of course, is who is paying for these ads that are pushing mammograms? Many hospitals, when they have a low bed occupancy, when they need to generate funds, they will have a mammogram screening program to intimidate and direct more women to getting mastectomies. And even if not a single woman gets a mastectomy, the revenue generated by the mammogram false positive and just the biopsy, just those two steps is $17,000 of money that the hospital would not have had. And so cancer screening is in many cases promoted by a local hospital, a hospital that, you know, needs some revenue. And hospitals, remember, operate on a 5% margin. And so, you know, when the beds are empty, then a screening program is a way to help fill those beds. Okay. Okay. Dr. Dennis, what is the name of the company offering healthcare refunds? That is, I believe it's Kaiser. So one of the big guys. But the refund is only your copay or your deductible, so you don't get refunded the full amount of your therapy, even though you did pay the full amount of your premiums over a period of years. Okay. Ah, Geisinger. It was Geisinger, sorry. Geisinger that offered the refund to patients. Okay. Well, Dr. Daniels, if you've been killed by your medical therapy, what good is the money back? Absolutely. And so then what they're doing is getting patients to overlook the true price of participating in the healthcare system. And of course, the true price is not the money, because unfortunately 880,000 people every year pay with their lives. I used to think that my employer was so great because they made sure they provided their employees with health insurance, even part-time employees. That was before I started listening to Dr. Daniel's radio show and realized just how deadly the health industry is. Oh, okay. So someone says, Dr. Daniels, Obamacare says all doctors will earn the same money no matter their specialty. What do you think about this? I think it's awesome. Not that it's especially fair or even correct, because as you may realize, the higher earning specialties have longer residency periods. So what you have then is you have all doctors with the same income, and the doctors who took the gamble to do a longer period of training and take out bigger loans are now left without being able to pay those loans off in their occupation of being a doctor. And more of these loans, guess who holds the note? The government. And so you have people who are a whole generation now of people, doctors and non-doctors, who are literally in debt to the government as the holder of their notes. And what this is going to do is totally cripple the doctors, wipe them out. The next thing it's going to do, though, is greatly enhance the profits of the insurance companies. So we'll just see how this plays out. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's the redistribution that's happening here. And now the doctors can sidestep this by just not participating in Obamacare. And so depending on how the loss shakes out in terms of what doctors are compelled to do, already many doctors are refusing jobs, actually turning down jobs, because the amount of money being paid by the job will not allow them to pay off their debt. So a lot of doctors may simply just not work as doctors. Okay. One of my friends had stage 3 ovarian cancer and died 6 years later with all the wonderful so-called medicine. What I called, I tell her sister that her sister thinks she fought a hard battle and lost. Well, now we know that at least half of ovarian cancer is caused by the practice of using commercial douches purchased at the grocery store. And a lot of women, probably even after they get cancer, continue to douche. So the problem is ignorance and misinformation, which is unfortunate. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So, Dr. Danz, what should I say to friends who are told they have cancer and who are undergoing chemotherapy? Should I tell them they're doing the wrong thing? No, I don't think so. Absolutely not. I think anyone who is sick and suffering, one, if you are a friend of that person, is certainly entitled to compassion and sympathy. That's number one. Number two, I think they're also entitled to make their own choice about what they want to do. And so, you know, the thing you have to do is realize that it's all about choice and each person doing what they want to do. Your right to refuse therapy can only be honored if they have their right to accept therapy. I think that really it's a matter of choice and each person being able to make their choice. I don't think that healthcare as we know it should be in any way outlawed or penalized, but I do also think that it shouldn't be subsidized. So I think each person should have their choice as to how they want to spend their money. If they want to spend it going on a great family vacation, or if they want to spend it getting their breasts cut off, that's pretty much the size of it. Okay. Okay. And so this person says, Dr. Danz, I think the suffering of humanity at the establishment's hand is beyond barbaric. What do you think? Well, you know, I think that society has simply not progressed as far as we would like to think in the past several hundred years. In other words, it is not clear to me that we have emerged in any way from the Dark Ages. The torture, the mutilation, it's simply been branded differently. And so now it's considered to be an acceptable part of culture and an acceptable ritual in life, and people feel proud to submit to it. So I think that the nature of the human condition and humans in general combined with the present environment of indoctrination has created a situation where our present day behavior is really no different from hundreds of years ago what happened. Dr. Danz, do you think that the elite know about this and are somehow being protected? No, absolutely not. You know, Senator Kennedy had brain cancer, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so, are the elite somehow immune to this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And we can see this by Senator Kennedy, being diagnosed with brain cancer, submitting to chemo and surgery, and of course, when finally he just couldn't take any more torture, he said, yeah, I'm just going to die. But yes, he stepped into the ring, and no one is a match for the scalpel and anesthesia. I mean, you're not even awake, can't even put up a fight. So then we see Bill Clinton had chest pain and went to the hospital, received open heart surgery, received a stent, and finally decided, wave the white flag of surrender. I've had enough. I've had enough. And, you know, he consulted Dean Ornish and various other diet advocates, and went on a diet to relieve his heart symptoms, and that has worked actually very, very well. So there is no evidence, whatever, that the so-called elite, if we take the elite to be our lawmakers and presidents, are in any way exempt from this. In many cases, they sincerely believe that this health care is beneficial. Maybe even because of the price of it. I mean, anything that's expensive, by golly, it's got to be good. So This spares nobody. Now, the ruling family of England seems like they've got the message. You know, they use Ayurveda, homeopathy, and various other methods. Now, Prince Charles, many years ago, went public to say, hey, people should be using this natural stuff instead of this dangerous, uncomfortable stuff. And the queen quickly pulled him in line and told him that was not the proper way to talk. So certainly in the United States, there seems to be no sparing of the elite. Everybody who will believe the propaganda succumbs to it. And they are maimed again and again and again, just like regular people. And so income is no protection. In this case, it's simply you have to be aware or in on the scam. And unfortunately, they don't send out a memo. Okay, this person says, I had a job doing mammograms ever since 1976. I cry, and I quit. I thought I was helping people. Yes, many people who are employed in the healthcare industry believe that they are helping, especially at the lower levels, the diagnostic levels. And you only find out that how much harm you're doing when you try to look for follow-up. Hey, you know, I did that mammogram and found that cancer in the lady. What happened? Oh, well, she's dead. Or, you know, so when you start trying to get follow-up, say, hey, what happened to that person? What happened to that person? Then that's when you see the devastating effects. But most people who do diagnostic testing, whether it's a blood test, whether it's an x-ray, they don't ever see what happens down the road to the individual. So this person says, I've never had a mammogram and never will, ever. So I don't know if this is a male or a female, but yeah. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think it's too much of a shift in thinking and too much of a learning curve trying to get people to realize that all these MDs and PhDs and JDs and professionals are basically lying to them. Too many people believe that ignorance is bliss, for most people at least. What do you think? I think many of these people suspect. When we come back, I'll tell you more about that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's our call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to remind people, well, first of all, of a solution. So every time I do a show, I usually try and give solutions. So what is the solution to the truth about cancer? One, for Christ's sake, don't get tested, number one. Number two, if you feel fine, you are fine. That's it. That's as deep as it goes. So if you feel fine, you are fine. Testing is not to your benefit. When you consent to cancer screening or treatment, you lose. That's pretty much the size of it. Unfortunately, there's not a good win in there for anyone. I should say, for anyone on the receiving end of this testing. The system was designed not by patients and not for patients. And that's pretty much the size of it. Also, so what do you do? So how do you stay healthy? One way to stay healthy is to not use pharmaceuticals. It turns out that antibiotics are a substantial cause of cancer. A woman using antibiotics increases her risk of breast cancer substantially by as much as 33%, depending on what sources you listen to. Childhood cancers are increased by use of childhood antibiotics, usually for ear infections. So antibiotics would be a good place to start avoiding those. And I have a special report. It's free. Go to vitalitycapsules.com/remedies, and you'll get your report. Remedies so powerful, they could make antibiotics obsolete. That's vitalitycapsules.com/remedies. And, of course, you can support our sponsor, Vitality Capsules, at vitalitycapsules.com. Now, also, next week, I'll be doing a webinar, yay, on the dangers of going to the emergency room and how to avoid the emergency room, as well as the intensive care unit. And on the webinar, I will reveal what happens in the intensive care unit that makes the death rate so high. So, when you get your free report at vitalitycapsules.com/remedies, you'll be on the list where you'll get a notice of next week's webinar. Okay. Let's go back to our questions here. Okay. Okay, when nurses come to understand the damage caused by vaccines, I don't think they'll blame themselves. I think they'll blame Big Pharma, as they'll feel they're just doing their jobs. What do you think, Dr. Daniels? Well, this is an interesting thing. So, as a doctor, I've worked with many, many nurses. And I am very surprised about the number of nurses who believe that what they're doing is dangerous and are still able to continue working. That is very interesting. Many nurses rationalize it by telling themselves, well, there's bad doctors and good doctors, and this is a bad doctor, and he has bad outcomes or worse outcomes. This is a good doctor, he has better outcomes. And so the other thing, though, I think more and more nurses are realizing that they are part of a harmful system, and they are, let's say, diversifying. Be they're getting into essential oils or doing other things that are more natural. And many of them are actually just quitting or moving into an area of nursing where they're not directly involved, let's say, in the carnage. But the kind of person that goes into nursing, they do heavy screening. They screen for people who enjoy following instructions and who enjoy doing what's right, with that what's right being determined externally by an authority figure. So part of being a nurse is obedience to authority. So that is a problem. But I think once nurses come to understand just the absolute damage they're doing, then the next step is to accept responsibility. I personally think that next step is inescapable. And then, you know, you can go one way or another. You can say, well, yes, I'm doing this. Yes, I'm killing people, but it's legal. And I've heard that one too. But bottom line is, at this point, the only person who's going to stop the process is the patient. And so you have to decide if you want to become a patient or not. And that, unfortunately, is the only level at which control can be exercised. Okay. Dr. Daniels, could having doctors quit be part of the plan? Yes, I think so. I think that the reason for making the pay equal for all doctors is to get doctors to massively quit. And right now, more than half of all doctors are specialists. What does that mean? It means they've engaged in prolonged training programs. They have very high debt, and they've gambled on the increased earnings as a way to pay off their debt. And so just by slashing their pay, you're going to get doctors quitting in massive numbers. And there's a lot of benefits to this. First of all, now that health insurance is perceived as being compulsory, the industry has the money whether people show up or not. So now doctors are an expense because you don't need the doctor to attract the patient into the healthcare system to attract the patient money. The patient money is already there. So the doctor is totally unnecessary. The other thing is again, once they have the money, they can, you know, dispense medicine or healthcare, whatever you want to call it, by the internet, by, you know, letters in the mail. You can mail you a letter saying, based on, we know about you, we know you have this disease, report over here for decommissioning or neutralization. Okay. Dr. Daniels, now that things are so severe and we're literally on the edge of a cliff, would it be more appropriate to take a more shrill approach? Absolutely not. A lot of times when you have someone who's on a cliff about to fall off, when you're trying to talk them down off the cliff, a lot of times it helps to be calm, you know, so they can turn around and walk away from the hazard. So I think remaining calm actually helps people to calm themselves down internally and take the action they need to walk away from real threats on their life. Dr. Daniels, does making a person's own choices help the placebo effect kick in? Absolutely. So part of the placebo effect is feeling either A, that you're in control, or B, that you're being totally cared for. And so that is the placebo effect. But the placebo effect is only 33% effective. And so for every murderous attempt that the medical industrial complex makes, it only is only a third of people are going to be protected by their faith and belief in the healthcare system. And usually what happens, of course, since these assaults are recurrent, is eventually they do succumb. But when they succumb, you know, they're very, very happy, very peaceful, very confident that the patient feels he's done the right thing by deciding to submit to therapy. So to share with you the ongoing saga of my landlord here in Panama. He happens to be a gringo. That means English speaker, in this case, U.S. citizen. Okay, so wasn't feeling too well, a little short of breath, smoked a lot, more than he thought he should. He drank, more than he thought he should. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor does an x-ray and says, holy cow, man, you have got cancer, no doubt about it. So they do a bronchoscopy. That means they put a tube down into his lungs, can't find it. And so, you know, we know it's there. So they cut him open on his side and did a lateral approach through his skin. And they took some biopsies. Couldn't find cancer. But, you know, this x-ray is really bad. We see this big white spot here. It's got to be cancer. And so they sew him back together. He has a complication. He's got to go back, get opened up again, this time to fix the complication. And they say, you know what? You don't have cancer. What you have is a parasite. But the kind of parasite we think you have means we have to cut you open again to take another look inside and see if we can't find the parasite. And so this time he says, you know what? I'd rather die than let them cut me open a third time. Now, wouldn't it have been so nice if he could have said that before they cut him open the first time? And that is what people need to realize. Because when you say yes to a biopsy, when you say yes to an exploratory surgery, it's a pretty huge yes. You're saying yes to mutilation. You're saying yes to torture. And, of course, he's still recovering from that event. And that's what I hope people will have the courage to walk away from, to say, hey, you know what? I'm not doing this. This is not the way that I'm going to live. Okay. Andy in Texas. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hi. How are you, doctor?
Pretty good.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in this world. You know, you got the chemtrails, the polluted water, the food sources that is glyphosate infested and whatnot. And, you know, I don't have the opportunity to, there's a lot of sites out there that have these nutraceuticals and stuff that I really should be taking. I think we all should be taking. And, I can't get them because I don't have a credit card. So, I work for cash in my life, but, what about the power of just positive thinking? and God, the spirit of God. Do you give much thought to that?
I think the God concept works a lot better than positive thinking does. I would go for the God concept because if you go for the God concept, then that keeps you from going for the medical concept.
Exactly. I haven't seen a doctor in probably over 20 years now. And the last time I saw him, they told me I needed a replacement knee. And I was a football coach and whatnot, and they wanted to put this big metal thing around the outside of my knee and said I needed that. And I was like, you know what? I'll just live with the pain, pal. Thanks for that, you know, because all the impact sports and stuff are gone. You can't play basketball. You can't do all these impact sports with a fake knee. And I'm like, no, that's not me. So I'll just live through the pain. And you know what? It's 20 years later, and my knee is just fine.
Yeah, the pain's gone. Once in a while. The pain was temporary, but they got you at a point when it was severe, and they felt that you were suggestible.
Well, they really got my mom, though. I mean, she's had neck and back surgeries. She's got a replacement knee. And now she's 77 years old and confined to a wheelchair, and she's falling down every time she uses her walker and stuff. And so she just kind of fell into that trap. And I just think that, boy, this world is rigged, isn't it? It's just rigged against us, isn't it?
However, if you make up your mind that you don't believe in something for nothing, you're willing to pay your way, like you're saying, hey, cash only, you know, you can bypass a lot of stuff. Now, the other thing you can do is you can get a water purifier, and that's going to purify all the chemtrails out of your water, because obviously as a water falls from the sky, it goes through the chemtrails, picks up the toxins, and then it's pumped to you in your house. So a simple water purifier, either reverse osmosis or distilled, will at least take care of the water risk.
Well, it's amazing that they're spraying barium, strontium, and aluminum, and probably a whole lot of other stuff. And then you look at the Alzheimer's patients and stuff. The number one ingredient in their brain that's actually triggering this Alzheimer's is aluminum. So, I mean,
well, it's beyond
I don't know
that.
If you're aware of that. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Pharmaceuticals are a big part.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what are they making those things out of? I hear tell that aspirin's made out of, what is it, aspen bark or something? That's what it originally was made out of?
Willow bark? Originally it was derived from that, but I believe now that they may have a synthetic way of making it.
Yeah, and I believe that too. I mean, how about that whole thing with Bayer and the aspirins that were tainted with the HIV virus, and they got caught here in the United States, so what did they do? Ship it to Europe. Wasn't that fantastic?
Now, the HIV virus has never been isolated. So, again, you have to take with a really big pound of salt how the news is kind of slanted. So I did a whole radio show on that. HIV, a truth too big to cover up. So that'll let you know about that.
Well, how about all these patents on these diseases that they got out there? I mean, the Zika virus was patented by the Rockefellers back in 1948, and Bill Gates just bought the patent from the Rockefellers now. And so Zika's been a patent product. I mean, you can't patent something that comes about natural. That's the rule of law, I guess, as I understand
it. That is the rule. But I did a radio show on that one, too. It's, I think, Yikes, It's Psycho.
I need to listen to you more, sir.
So check out that show. Zika is a cover story for yellow fever, which is a cover story for malaria. So malaria was never eradicated, just renamed.
Well, but how does that go with the shrunken heads of the babies? That's not part of it, right? That's something else.
No,
correct?
No, that's made up, totally contrived.
That's what I thought. Well, hey, you're doing a fantastic job. You're giving out a lot of information. And again, I got to just keep telling you guys on this RBN network, you guys are fantastic people. You got a variety of shows. And wow, I mean, it's just incredible the amount of stuff I'm learning. I thought I knew a lot already, and you guys are teaching me stuff, and I'm like, really? Am I that far and dark? So keep up the good work, sweetheart.
Yep, take care of
yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andy. All right, so we have more questions. Okay. So, Dr. Daniels, sooner or later, the application process for medical school and jobs in the medical profession will be equivalent to getting into the Skull and Bones fraternity. And the same people working in the industry will have the same beliefs as those who are lifelong members of Skull and Bones. Absolutely. In fact, even better, they want people who aspire to be members of Skull and Bones and maybe couldn't get in. Those are even more devoted people. And the medical school admission process, even back when I was going to medical school, they screened for people who believed that doctors created life, that doctors had the right to control life, and that doctors had the power to stop death. And these are some pretty heavy beliefs, you know. And even my first year in medical school, we were told that we fixed the mistakes God made.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have Pat in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I've been listening to you, but I might have missed some because I have my phone calls and stuff. But vitamin C is a wonder worker in a lot of things. And since God put me on it, I've learned. But my son says you can get too acid by taking, you know, the over-the-counter. You know, I eat fruits and all that stuff, but and vegetables. But what is your best way to alkalinize your blood? I know that you can buy the little strips to make sure that you're, or maybe you don't agree with all that.
There you go.
Make sure. Urine strips.
No, I don't agree with all that. So, Question is, what about alkalizing your blood? So your blood likes a pH of like 7.34 to 7.45. That's kind of what your blood likes. But and that's an alkaline pH. However, your stomach likes an acid pH, pH of 1.7. So how do you get the blood to be alkaline without putting in stuff that ruins the stomach pH? The answer is that's the power of meditation. You can take deep breaths. It'll dump the acid directly out of the blood without altering or damaging the stomach pH. That's the answer.
Well, I imagine we all need some calcium when we get too acid the stomach, because that's what, isn't calcium looking for some acid to dissolve itself in magnesium?
You know, another thing I don't agree with, but so calcium supplementation, you don't need to worry about that. But
well,
everything
how about
that you eat.
When it, your bones are showing up, they're deficient in your x-ray.
Yeah, it's almost never a calcium deficiency. Almost never. And so you need a lot of acid in the stomach to digest your food. And so that's the danger of swallowing things that are alkaline.
Oh, I know. You know, you drink your milk or whatever at night when you got some acid and you haven't been, you're finished digesting your food, right?
Well, you need the acid in your stomach to digest your food. And so when you put in alkaline stuff, it destroys your digestion.
Overwhelming.
But I did a radio show on that. It's called Alkalinize or Die, How About Acidify to Live?
Okay. Well, I know vitamin C helped my husband get over a pneumonia, and the doctor would not give it to him. You can't prove it's anything good about it. I said, he said, you prove it to me. I said, well, look on the internet. I mean, you're the doctor. Aren't you supposed to know?
Oh, no. We doctors are told in medical school, don't you believe that stuff on the internet, by golly. If it's not in the Wall Street, it's not in the New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of the American Medical Association, why, just dismiss it. So, unfortunately, your doctor's mind was closed in medical school.
What do you mean it's anecdotal? It was discovered by the guy that discovered the polio vaccine. Well, you don't go for those either. Anyway, I agree with you on the vaccines. I'm not questioning you on anything. I just need to get the internet now. I have a reason to get the internet now.
Yes.
My son's biggest, tallest he was, and he said, well, doctor, she's never refused anything you've had her do. I said, why don't you just humor her? And he started giving him 1,000 units 3 times a day, and he got well.
Oh, good. That was so nice that the doctor at least responded to your appeal to his wisdom. Why don't you just humor us? We're stupid. We know that, but just humor us. And a lot of times that's really the only way to get what you want.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, that is it. We are done for the night. As always, think happens, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
And then once again,
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.